This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I have a very exciting guest here joining me, Chris Daly. Chris is a digital marketing entrepreneur with a passion for helping businesses succeed online. Welcome, Chris, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's my pleasure.
Give me some background, Chris, on yourself and what it is that sort of propelled you into this arena.
Yeah, so when I was in college, I was trying to figure out, you know, what the heck I wanted to do with my life. And so I took a sales job at a company that was doing digital marketing. So I was selling, agency subscriptions for search engine optimization. So that's kind of how I got started in the digital marketing space. I started learning about search engine optimization because I was selling it. And I ended up just becoming fascinated with the digital space. You know, everyone uses Google every single day of their life. And I was fascinated initially by search engine optimization because it was something that, you know, I didn't know that people actually could influence what kind of websites Google was ranking. So I applied for an internal job. I ended up, I ended up getting it, and I spent a good 3 years doing search engine optimization, which, again, you know, it's all about getting your website ranked on Google. And that's all well and good if all you need to your website is traffic. So I was in-house for a company. We were getting a bunch of traffic, but nothing was happening with the traffic. They were coming to the site and they were leaving. Nobody was signing up. Nobody was buying things. And that, of course, is almost just as frustrating as not having any traffic. So I started digging in to try to figure out, well, why aren't people converting? What's happening? And that is when I discovered, you know, my current love and passion, which is conversion optimization. So, you know, again, I had just thought, if you build a decent-looking website and send people there, then you'll make a lot of money, and that is not always the case. Conversion rate optimization, what I ended up starting my own company around, is all about figuring out what do people want to see when they get to your website. Okay, so you're sending traffic to your site. What exactly are they going to respond best to? What do they want to see? What I really fell in love with about that is this idea of being able to learn what kinds of things influence people. I'm just fascinated by the types of things that influence human behavior, especially on the internet, because it's very different from how people would respond in person. And so learning the kinds of things, and it's different literally for every single website I run tests on. I'll have something that I think is a guaranteed winner. You know, it's a best practice. I've seen this work on many other websites. I'll test it on a client site and it'll totally fail. It's not fun to have failures like that. And it's fun to dig in and find out why. Why is this different? What happened here? So that's kind of a little bit of my background and how I ended up in the digital marketing space.
Excellent. Yeah, it's always fascinating to me. What works for one doesn't always work for the other. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Chris, tell me about Daily Conversion and the merger with Disruptive Advertising. What happened there?
Yeah. So, Daily Conversion was my agency that I started. This is a little over 4 years ago, I think. And I started this agency really I was trying to fulfill a need that I had. You know, so I was doing A/B testing in house and was just running into all kinds of organizational roadblocks. You know, it's hard to get development resources. It's hard to get, buy-in. It's hard to get, all kinds of things when you're working in-house. So I started my own agency to kind of fill a need that I had. Now, there, of course, were other agencies around, but as I started pricing them out, I realized that you either got a ton of expertise at a really high cost or you got no expertise at a really low cost. And so I wanted to provide a cost-effective solution that provided expertise. So I started my company, and again, I didn't really have I'm not your typical entrepreneur. You know, I didn't always set out to like build my own business. So once I started running my own agency, I had to figure out what is it that I actually want. You know, what do I want to accomplish long term? Do I just want to be a consultant and, you know, make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year? Do I want to build a company? And if I do want to build a company, I don't really know how to do that. And so what do I do? And so, you know, this is a question I pondered on for a couple of years. And, you know, and in the meantime, I was kind of gravitating towards building a company. And so I started hiring on some people and, you know, continue to grow my client base. And so, you know, into my second year of running my agency, I met the owner of Disruptive Advertising. So he was running a PPC agency, which is all about just getting traffic to websites. And so he was having a problem, which was, hey, we're sending a lot of traffic to people's websites that suck, and our traffic isn't converting well. Can we figure out some kind of a solution where we can kind of tag team clients? You know, you can help get the traffic to convert. We can help get traffic there. And as we started looking into things a little bit more heavily, it just made a lot of sense for us to join forces. And so, you know, for me personally, my goal I realized was I wanted to build a large company. I wanted to build something that would have a life of its own beyond me. Because one of the, you know, struggles that every consultant has is if you're not working, you're not making money. if you decide to take a trip to Hawaii, you're either working on your trip or you're not making any money. And so, you know, I wanted, you know, not just to be able to step away from my business, that's obviously a big deal, but I also wanted to be able to make a greater impact than I could make on my own. So when this opportunity to merge with Disruptive Advertising came along, you know, Disruptive had a lot of strengths that I was still figuring out, and I had a lot of strengths that they were still figuring out. And so we were able to join forces, and it's been a fantastic merger. I mean, it's been fantastic in every way possible. And so I've been really happy with the decision.
Congrats on that. That's awesome. So, Chris, I want to jump in and talk to our audience who is primarily solo attorneys or small law firms. What are some of the biggest problems that you see most law offices have with their website?
Yeah, so law offices in particular are not known for having really flashy, exciting websites. And frankly, I mean, you know, most lawyers will tell you, it's not the most flashy and exciting service, you know, to type of service to offer, and yet it is an extremely valuable service. And so one of the challenges that I see most law offices face is they create just these very bare bones, I'm going to use the word boring, even though that's obviously a subjective word, but, you know, they're usually not really engaging websites. And so when somebody comes and they start researching different law offices they might want to work with, you know, they go to your website that has a picture of the partners on the homepage with a bunch of books behind them. And then there's a ton of content, you know, just paragraphs after paragraphs of content. And, you know, and that just really doesn't speak to most users. And so, you know, when I start working with law offices, one of the first things that I bring up, and I bring this up with almost all of my clients, but it's particularly important with law offices, is when somebody comes to your website, and especially when it's somebody new that doesn't, it's not familiar with you or your law firm, you know, they're searching for a service, they will typically give your website 2 to 3 seconds to figure out whether or not they want to continue spending time on your site. And in that 2 to 3 seconds, it's really critical that people can identify a couple of things. The number one, it's critical that they can identify why they want to work with you. So what value are you offering them? And it's important that that is communicated as succinctly and like in your face as possible. So like the very first thing when I get to your website, the very first thing that I notice should either be what your value proposition is, so how can you resolve my pain, or the second thing, and this is the other important thing, second thing that people should notice is what they should do. So what is the call to action that you want people to take? And this is also a struggle for a lot of law offices because, they probably offer a lot of different kind of legal counseling, you know, or a lot of different types of services. And so when you, you know, when you have different services that you're offering, it can be really tempting to try to advertise all of them, you know, try to give everyone all of the information that they could possibly need all at once. That's a a major temptation. And so the other thing that I try to help law offices do is think of, if somebody's coming to my home page or maybe to a landing page, you know, most often they're going to come to your home page, what do I want people to do? Do I, you know, is my most popular, you know, is my most popular offering injury, you know, I'm an injury attorney. And I want people to, get a free consultation. Do I want people to go and view all the services that I have to offer? Do I have a page that I can take them to that shows all the services and then they can pick a specific one? And so maybe I need to just have a single call to action that says, view our services, you know, whatever your need is, we have a solution, view our services. And so, you know, again, it's important that within that first 3 seconds, people can identify, how can these guys help me and what am I supposed to do? And just make both of those things very clear, very easy for people to engage with, and not just inundate them with tons of information.
Yeah, that makes sense. Can't companies just go ahead and redesign their site on their own?
Yeah, so this is the approach that most companies take, especially law offices. You know, when you realize, oh man, okay, our website sucks. I realize what Chris is saying is true. Like, we just have a really boring website. Okay, let's go ahead and redesign the whole thing. The challenge with that, and so what we help businesses do is we help businesses test into major changes. Because when you make a major change on your site, let's say that you go and you hire a design agency and you pay them $20,000 to redesign your site. And then you go and get a development agency and you pay them $20,000 to develop this new design. You know, you're $40,000 into this thing and you don't even know if it's going to work. You just think it looks better at this point. And so, you know, I had a client just a few months ago that had spent $350,000 on this whole new website overhaul. They had redesigned, redeveloped their whole website. They launched it and nothing happened. You know, conversion rates didn't go up. They didn't go down. It was almost exactly the same. And, you know, then they're sitting there frustrated going, we spent all this money. We should be converting way better. What's going on? The problem is they hadn't started testing, hadn't started figuring out what their audience actually wants. They had just said, hey, let's get a new cool design. But they didn't know what their audience wanted from their design, so they just did their best guess. And so, you know, what we do when we help clients test into some of these larger concepts is we'll take one thing at a time, and we'll test one thing at a time. We'll say, what call to action do people want on this page? How much information do they want on this page? How should the page be laid out? What's the first thing they should see when they get here? And we'll test different versions of a page to figure out what people actually want. So then when you go to do a big website redesign or you go to do a big website overhaul, you go, okay, I know what the call to action should be on this page. I know how much content we should have. I know what kind of picture we should have on this page. I know all these things because I have some data and I know exactly what my audience is looking for, instead of just, okay, design agency, give me your best guess. So that's kind of always the recommendation that I make is, if you're going to do a big website overhaul, test your way into it. Make sure that you have some data supporting the decisions that you're going to make, instead of using some designer's best guess or just doing what your competitor's doing.
Well, touching on something you just mentioned, why do law offices struggle to get potential clients to convert?
Yeah, so again, I think that one of the big challenges that, and this is one of the things when we're looking at our clients' websites, we always ask ourselves the question, what could be causing anxiety for users? So if somebody is trying to make a decision, you know, again, we'll go back to like an injury attorney. They have a problem. They had an accident and they need some legal help. How, you know, what anxiety might they have as they're going through this research process? And so one of the biggest things that I notice is that lawyers often have a hard time being succinct online. You know, they're very good at explaining in great detail what they do. But if I was asked, you know, if I asked a lawyer to explain to me in 5 seconds why I should use them, you know, it, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge. And so, and that's kind of what you need to do online, is you need to give someone just a little taste of what you can do and address the pain that they're facing. Need help? You know, there's the legal process is complicated. We make it easy for you. You know, okay, that's a great value proposition. You know, you don't pay until we win your case. That's a great value proposition. And people can understand that and attach to that in 5 seconds. And so you want to just get those major pain points addressed, give them that value that you can offer, and then have them make a decision right then. You don't need to have 6 paragraphs of content explaining the history of your law firm. You don't need to have, you don't need to have 6 paragraphs explaining the legal process, because people are probably coming to you because they don't want to deal with the legal process. They don't want to understand the legal process. And it feels complicated. It feels overwhelming. And so I think that the biggest thing that law offices can do, and the thing that they struggle with the most, is simplifying and giving people just enough information to want to reach out and not inundating them with content.
So, Chris, tell me, what actually is A-B testing?
Yeah, so A-B testing is, well, first I'll give you an example of what it is not. So what most companies will do is they'll say, okay, we're going to try this new design, and we're going to launch it, and then we're going to know if it worked because we're going to compare how our site converted this week to how it converted last week. So the challenge with doing that is, you know, let's say I just launched a new website redesign, and I'm comparing my conversion rates today to my conversion rates last Thursday. Well, a lot of things could have changed between now and last Thursday. You know, maybe I'm an injury attorney and a hurricane just hit, and all of a sudden there's a ton of people that, you know, I have no clue if there would be people filing, legal complaints for a hurricane, but maybe. And, so maybe all of a sudden my conversion rates just go through the roof today. And I assume that it's because I have a better website, when in fact it's just because there was this, you know, there's this disaster that happened. And all of a sudden I'm going to get a bunch of clients no matter what. Or the opposite can happen. Maybe last week there was some incident that took place, and my conversion rates were abnormally high last week, and now all of a sudden, you know, and even when companies have pretty average conversion rates all the time, they're constantly fluctuating. You know, I will go through conversion rate reports with my clients, and we'll look at conversion rate by day. And if you look at your day-by-day conversion rates, it can be different every single day. Maybe you convert really high on the weekends, but not during the week. Maybe Fridays are, you know, one of your peak days, and Mondays are really low days. It's important to know those kinds of things. But even if you know those kinds of things, just launching a new design is really dangerous, because it's hard to attribute any change in conversion rates to your actual design. And so what A-B testing does is it takes all of those variables out of the equation. So instead of just saying, hey, we're just going to launch this new design, you put a tool on your website and you say, okay, we're going to run half of our traffic to this new design, and we're going to have half of it go to our current design. And we're going to run them both at the same time for the next week, and then we're going to go and we're going to see how they both did. So they're both running at the exact same time. They're both running with the exact same traffic. And then you can get a really clean data comparison and say, during the same time frame, this new design performed 10% better than our current design. So it is better. So A-B testing is just, it's a way of figuring out how changes are really impacting your site without just having to go ahead and launch a change.
Chris, if people have never tried A-B testing, where should they even begin?
Yeah, so the first place that I recommend, and I actually put a starter guide together for people to give them an idea of, what kind of tools to use and what kind of tests you might think about. And so, you know, we can talk about how people can get the starter guide a little bit later. But usually the first place that I recommend is, number one, you need a tool in order to do A-B testing. So there's a lot of different A-B testing tools out there. My favorite one that I recommend to get people started is VWO, Visual Website Optimizer. It's the lowest cost to get started. They have, you know, pay-as-you-go kind of plans. And all you need to do is you sign up for the tool. It's going to give you a snippet of code that you'll put on your site. So if you have a developer, you can just send it to them. It will literally take 5 minutes to put on the website. And then once you have that code on your site, you can go into the tool and you can start creating variations of a page. So again, if you want to test the home page of your website, you go in, you already have the code on your site, so you go into the tool, it'll ask what page do you want to test, you put in your home page, and it loads your page up into the tool. And then you can go in inside of the A/B testing tool, you can click on something you want to change, and it will give you all kinds of options. Do you want to move this? Do you want to change it? Do you want to change the text? Do you want to change the color? Whatever. And so, you know, usually when I'm suggesting that people get started with A/B testing, I'll recommend get your tool, get it on the site, and then start a very basic test. You know, one of the challenges is a lot of people want to get really fancy right off the bat. You know, they'll go, oh, okay, well, I want to show a different version of my site to people that come for my PPC campaigns, and I want to show a different version of my site to people that are living in Texas because we have an office in Dallas or like whatever, you know, it might be. They want to start really overcomplicating things. And you can absolutely do all those things. And those are a lot of the reasons that people come to work with us, is to help them with some of those more complicated things. And if you're just getting started, I always recommend testing something really simple. Take a block of content that you have on your page and create a version of your page where you remove it. Or take a block of content and shorten it. Or take your headline and change it. Or take your call to action and change the words on the call to action. You know, and so if you go in and these tests, changing your headline on your home page, you can build that test in 15 minutes and launch it. And that way you can start gathering data, you can start getting your feet wet, and it also gives you an idea of whether or not you want to do this yourself. You know, because a lot of business owners, a lot of legal firms will come to us and say, hey, guys, you know, we probably could do this, but we don't want to. You know, this is not our forte. This is not our strong point. Why don't you guys just handle this for us? And so, you know, for people that get really excited about this kind of stuff and really want to be involved, get started with some small tests that you can just set up quickly and run. And then, you know, again, if you figure out that, hey, I know that we need this because we have no clue what our audience wants on our website, we need to test and we need to figure this out, but I don't want to do it, then you can go and find someone to help you.
Absolutely. So lastly, I want to talk about the mobile experiences that some and a lot of users actually experience when they're going to a law firm website. You know, there's a lot of pretty crummy experiences that people have, whether it's not seeing, you know, all the information you need or seeing it looking all, you know, scrunched up. What are some of the things that attorneys should think about with their sites when it comes to the mobile experience?
Yeah, so especially for attorneys, one of the things that you need to make sure that you really take into consideration is people calling you. So, you know, most law firms that I've worked with, they love phone calls, you know, because once you get someone on a call, you can really explain to them, you know, what it is that you do and how you can help. You can give them a consultation. You can understand what their need is. And so if you want people to call you, mobile is the best way to do that, because you can just put a button at the top of your page that says, call us for, you know, click to call us for a consultation. And, you know, if someone clicks that button, they immediately make a call. One of the biggest challenges that I see with law firms is, again, they probably haven't spent a lot of time really taking into consideration the mobile experience. And so what they'll do is they'll just take the desktop version of their site and they'll shrink it down on mobile. And, you know, again, it might work on mobile. It might look fine on mobile. But if you want people to call you on mobile, they're not going to dig around your website for your phone number. And they're not going to remember your phone number if you just had it written on there somewhere. If you can make it very, very easy and simple for someone to call you, like I said, using a click-to-call button is the very best way to do this. We just ran a test actually for a law firm the other day where we replaced the call to action on their homepage with a click-to-call button. And their call volume tripled in a week. I mean, it was incredible. Wow. And they were really high quality leads because we were getting, you know, for mobile users, it's important that you put it right in front of their face. You know, you don't have a lot of screen space. And so if they have to dig around through your page to find something, that's really frustrating to people. So yeah, for law firms especially, click to call can be a really, really big deal. And then, you know, the other thing that I would say is we already talked a little bit about content and about, you know, law firms struggling with having too much content. It's an even bigger deal on mobile. People, as likely as people are to read, they're even less likely to read on a mobile device. And so however much content you feel you need to have on your desktop site, you probably need less on your mobile site. And so I will usually recommend you don't want more than like two or three sentences at a time anywhere on your site on a mobile device. You can maybe have a few bullet points, but if people have to scroll on their mobile device through pages and pages of content, they're not going to read it. And so that's the other thing that I recommend for mobile. So number one, get click to call implemented as soon as possible. Number two, test how much content you should have, and most likely it's going to be a lot less than you have currently. So those are, I think, the two biggest things that I usually recommend keeping in consideration.
Absolutely. Well, any final thoughts or tips for our listeners, just to sort of give them an idea of how to get started, and also, you know, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, so, you know, I mentioned earlier that we have a starter guide we put together. We have people ask us all the time, how can I get started with A-B testing? You know, we'll have businesses that come, they want to do it themselves, but they don't know where to start. And so, anyways, we have a really great resource we put together that people can download for free if they go to disruptiveadvertising.com/guide. And they can, like I said, they can download that for free. There's a box that you can check if you're interested in talking with us. You know, and we would be happy to do a consultation for people and give some recommendations and give an idea of, you know, what it would look like if they want to work with us. If you don't want to talk with us, then just don't check that box and you can go ahead and download the guide for free, and we won't pester you. So that's really kind of the best place that I would recommend for getting started. And I would love people to contact me as well. I'm on Twitter. If people want to tweet at me, I'm at Chris Daily. My last name is Daily. Look me up on LinkedIn, or you can, you know, go to the Disruptive Advertising website and reach out.
Chris, I want to thank you for your time and for this really valuable information. I appreciate it, and we look forward to checking in with you soon and seeing where you all go.
Absolutely. Likewise, and I really appreciate you having me on the show today. It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Chris. Have a good one.
You too.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.